This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Pramail Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Eternal Father, we thank You today that in times of trouble we can still stand because You'll hold us up. You'll keep us, You'll bless us, You'll give us strength. It's another day, oh God, and we thank You today for being God and God all by Yourself. There is no other power like Yours, no other love like Yours, no other grace or mercy like Yours. And we thank You today, oh God, for being who You are. You're God and You're God all by Yourself. How great You are, how mighty You are, how awesome You are. Lord, You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all of our praise. You're worthy of all of our praise. Thank You, sir. Thank You for this time that You have given us, despite it all. Thank You for this time You've given us. We recognize the issues. We understand what's going on, but You're still God. And there are a few of us who have enough experience for You to know that You're bigger than the circumstance. You're bigger than the problem. You've already handled it. You've already made the way. You've already touched. You've already opened the door. We just have to trust You. And we ask You, oh God, that You will strengthen our faith today. That we don't base it on how we feel, that we don't base it on how it looks, but that we trust You holistically, wholeheartedly. No matter what man says, no matter what's done, no matter how we feel, that we still trust You. Thank You, Lord, for every way that You have made. Thank You, Lord, for the doors You've opened and the doors You've closed. Thank You for those that You brought. Thank You for those that You sent away. Thank You, Lord. We love You today. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is in Jesus' name we thank You and we praise You and glorify You. And the people of God together said amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. To God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How we thank God for another day. How we thank God for this day. We thank God for this day. I may have been mad yesterday, but the Lord gave me another day. I may have been discouraged yesterday, but the Lord gave me another day. This is the day the Lord has made, and I have an opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. My Lord. To all of you, my Father's children, we bid you good morning today in this blessed third Sunday morning. The Lord has blessed us and graced us to be in His house once again. He's brought us through many dangers, seen and unseen, and allowed us this chance, oh, brothers and sisters, to be in His house. And we love Him so much. We honor Him. We reverence Him. And we bless His name every chance we get and tell the Lord how much we appreciate Him, how much we love Him, and how much we thank him for every good and perfect gift that he has blessed us with. He is just that kind of God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We greet you all in divine love on today. To all of you who are here assembled under the sound of my voice, we give God glory for that, that we're just amongst the living in the land of the dying. Amen. What a mighty God he is. Amen. Would you stand with me now as we go into God's word? Turn with us to the gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 5. As we culminate and close our series on being faithful on today, glory to God. Some of what you're dealing with can be solved if you say you're sorry.
Amen, brother.
Some of us are kind of weighed down. We're weighed down today. We're weighed down. But we still got to give God glory.
Glory.
Yeah. I've learned this in my walk with God, that he is not going to do anything about me pouting.
Amen.
You can sit and look miserable and act like your life over with, and the Lord just sit there and let you do just that. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll let you sit there and look like your life is over. And when you finally realize that he ain't paying you no attention, you're going to get with the program of what God has to say, what God is doing in your life. I wouldn't go through the trouble of getting up, washing my face, brushing my teeth, getting dressed, and come up here and look like some of y'all looking. I wouldn't have gone through all that kind of trouble. I really wouldn't have. Y'all work real hard to do that. My goodness. You purposely came and came here and looked like just so you somebody could feel. You had a chance to come get it prayed for. You don't want it prayed for. Only two people came and got prayed for, but you want to sit there and look swole up like somebody done shot you. St. Matthew chapter 5. I love y'all so much. We are some amazing people. We'll go to great lengths to prove a point, won't we?
That's right.
And much of what's wrong with us, y'all, we just got people problems.
Right. Yeah.
We got people problems. You're not the first one to be hurt.
No.
You ain't the last. We done ran our miles all week, and we got to face up to it. We done some stuff all week, and sometimes you got to face up to it. You don't know what to do because who you talked about messed around and showed up. St. Matthew 5. Verse number 14, you'll find these words written. Help me, Lord. Help hold your boy today, Lord. And verse number 14, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your works, your good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Look to someone to your left or right, look them in the eye and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh neighbor,
shine anyway.
Find you one more neighbor and look them in the eye and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh neighbor. They talking about you.
They
digging ditches.
They
lying on you. Maybe telling the truth on you. But shine anyway. Give God praise. We want to tell you on today. You may be seated in the presence of God. Shine anyway. How, brothers and sisters, do we be faithful in an unfaithful world? It's the critical question we got to ask ourselves today. How do we remain faithful? And everybody and everything around you does not have to. How do I remain faithful? And everybody around you can cut corners. Everybody around you can just say whatever they want to say and nothing be done. How do you remain faithful when the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer? How do I remain faithful in a world that does not care about love, honesty, friendship, decency? It's becoming an even more cold, cutthroat, callous world that you and I live in and occupy. And it's dangerous almost to call yourself a believer in Christ, because the more you love, it appears like the more you open yourself up to be hurt and disappointed yet again. If it were possible to kind of straddle the fence where you just could kind of tip your water in, tip your foot in just a little bit and be able to get it back out, because sometimes the water gets a little bit too hot. Sometimes it gets a little bit too difficult to do this thing called Christianity. You all are familiar when you travel on the highway or travel somewhere. You've seen a commercial vehicle. On the back of that commercial vehicle, there's a sign that says, "How's my driving?" Call or contact 1-800 this number, that number, and report how your driving is. Because that driver has a responsibility to drive correctly. That driver has a responsibility to stay within the lanes. That driver may have personal problems, but they still got to drive right. That driver may have issues in their family, but they still got to drive right. That driver may be depressed or disgusted or busted, but they still got to drive right. Because they understand, that driver understands that he represents something bigger than himself. And on this journey called life, ladies and gentlemen, God has a right, and people have a right, to call in on God about our driving. Because just because you're going through some stuff don't mean you still can't shine. Just because you're facing some tough circumstances don't mean you still can't live a righteous life. And every now and then, y'all, somebody calls God in on us. And God don't ask us what was wrong with us. God ain't worried about who messed with you. God ain't worried about who talked about you. God say, "I gave you the keys. And all I want you to do is drive the way." I didn't ask you if you were mad. I didn't ask you if you were scared. I didn't ask you who got on your nerves. I didn't ask you about other drivers. I gave you the keys to your truck. And you got a responsibility to still drive correctly. No matter what nobody else doing, you know the right way to drive. Who am I talking to this morning? Who has let other drivers and let your personal circumstances and let the atmosphere cause you to pull over or drive recklessly in your life? Other drivers can drive crazy and nothing happened to them. Other drivers can speed and don't nothing happen to them. Why do I have to follow the speed limit? Because God has put something in your hand. And he expects you to be responsible to what he has called and gifted you to do. Shine, my friends, anyway. On rainy days, stars still shine. In daylight hour, stars still shine. In tornado season, stars still shine. Matters not what's going on, a true star, a true light, is still go shine. I come today just to encourage you to shine no matter what circumstances, because you represent something bigger than you. And God has put something in you that's better and bigger than what's going on around you. Shine, my friends, anyway. In our text today, brothers and sisters, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he is giving them this popular sermon on the mount. In chapters 5 through 7, he is talking to them on Mount Tabor, sharing with them practical living, preparing them for the journey ahead. He says, because if you're going to represent me, it's just certain things you got to do that's going to be different than everybody else. Don't ask yourself to be my child. Don't ask yourself to be my disciple, and you ain't going to do what I ask you to do.
That's a word for somebody. Some of our lights have gone out because we're not connected to the right source. If you stay connected to Jesus, you always going to have a light somewhere on the inside. And light today, my friend, symbolizes the love of God, the presence of God in your life, the presence of God in your heart, the truth of God. Jesus says in John 8, I am the light of the world. I am the light. So if you go love me and abide in me, like we talked about last week, then you yourself have a light. If you love Jesus, there's a light in you. If you believe in God, there's a light in you. If you pray to God, there's a light somewhere in you. If you read his word, there's a light in you. Somebody should have got happy right there. There's a light in you. No matter what mama said about you, you still got a light. No matter what they said about you, you still got a light. No matter what they're doing to you, you still got a light. And there's some things we got to understand, y'all, if we go shine anyway. And Jesus says, he gives them this discourse. He talks to them in verse 13 about being salty. He's saying that you are the salt of the earth. You ought to be the savorful part. You ought to bring flavor because of your internal character. You as an individual, ought to be something about you that represents a freshness. It ought to be something about you that represents a zeal. Ought to be something about you that makes you attractive to God, attractive to people. Ought to be something that distinguishes you. Ought not be no stale worship. Ought not be no stale praise. Ought not be no stale God. Ought not be no stale giving. Because you got the salt of the earth. Because of your personal character, because of your personal integrity, because you love God, because you believe in God, ought to be something about you that is a little bit different. It ought to be a flavor to what you do. People ought to love being around you. People ought to love hearing you preach. People ought to love hearing you sing because you got salt on the inside of you. There's value in you. You preserve and you keep. You bless. You bring happiness. You bring better. You are fresh. And I'm looking around. And some of us today, we're used and accustomed to staleness. Because we have not put an emphasis on personal character. We put a lot of external stuff on people trying to make them salty. But salt, my friend, is formed from the inside. You can put on a robe and still not be salty. You can carry a Bible and still not be salty. I'm gonna preach anyway. Look at me crazy. You still gotta have something on the inside of you. You represent something bigger than you. There ought to be some integrity. Ought to be some character. If you gonna call yourself a Christian, you ought to have something about you that distinguishes you from everybody else in the world. Why are you trying to be like everybody else? The world ought to be trying to be like you. And that's why we acting like we acting today. Because we ain't got no salt in the church no more. There's no flavor. Salt gives flavor and salt preserves. Salt keeps whatever's old, it keeps it still fresh. So much so that even though you need to use it, it's been there a long time because it still got salt, because it still has usefulness, it still got flavor. And I'm looking at people today, y'all, who and spiritually, you just been sitting up in church all these years and have no flavor. You have nothing to offer anybody. Nothing to offer the body of Christ. Nothing to offer God. But you want God and people to keep giving you something. And God's word to somebody today, what are you offering? What's on the inside of you? And he goes further in his discourse. Verses 14 through 16, it talks about light. Talks about being light. He tells them to shine. I'm sending you, Jesus says, into a dark world. I'm sending you to a world that loves darkness. I'm sending you to a place that loves and thrives on evil. Yeah. The world that you and I live in loves darkness. We love evil. We love mess. We love division. We love schism. We love backbiting. We love cursing each other out. We love digging ditches for each other. You and I live in a world that just is obsessed with darkness. And the only problem, the major problem with living in darkness is nobody sees who's doing it because it's dark. Because these deeds are done in the darkness because they're too much of a coward come to your face. I wish I could preach that, but I ain't gonna bother that. They go to who know you. They go to who you know, go tell it. But they ain't got enough integrity on their own to tell you what they think, but they go to somebody who they know, go tell it, and get the message to you, and then when you come back to them, they deny it and act like they ain't never heard it before. Darkness. There are plots that are being made in darkness. You at your house minding your business, preparing for worship, and they up plotting how they gonna get you. Darkness. They know what God stands for. They know what the church stands for. And they will plan stuff not in the light, but they'll plan in the darkness to counteract everything God wants to do in his people. There's this movement. There's this anti-God movement. There's this anti-Christianity movement. Everybody wants to be woke. Everybody wants to be smart. Everybody's a historian now. Everybody can tell you that this Bible we're reading is a lie. And this praying you're doing, you're wasting your time. But you gotta, they telling you you're wrong for paying your tithes and giving your offering, but you gotta keep following them. They tell you you're wrong for giving to God, but they selling you products. It's wrong for the church to have money, but it ain't wrong for them to have money. It's wrong for you to prosper, but it ain't wrong for them to prosper. They looking for young people who have no faith training. They come after our children who have not been trained in the things of God, and they're coming in darkness areas like music. Social media, they're taking what used to be something meant to network and socialize, and they're using it with darkness, and they're drawing our young people to another way of thinking. And they start dressing with black on. They start wearing black lipstick and black eyeshadow and they're all black clothing. And everything is about darkness. Everything is about Satan. Everything is about a higher power. Everything is about another influence. And it's right up under our nose, and you and I ain't paying attention to it. Darkness. It's the things of darkness. It's darkness. And men and women and boys and girls love darkness. We love darkness. And we like to say this, that was done in the dark. It's gonna come to the light. But that's not really true. What's light? Go come to darkness. Because if darkness can help it, it'll never go. It's people right now avoiding you because they know you got a light. It's people won't fool with you no more because you got a light. But then it's people who want to be around you because you got light. And stop trying to get darkness to love you, because darkness and light will never get along. And Jesus says, I'm going to send y'all out as my representatives, as those who stand for me. It's not as easy as what you see on this mountain.
Amen.
And Jesus takes where they are now and helps them understand what they're about to deal with. And what we need to learn, y'all, as we go, if we go stay lit. I thought the kids would get with me when I said that. So you can stay lit. See, we think lit is drunk, high, and stupid. Lit is having a light of God shining inside you that shines even on your worst day. That's how you stay lit. If you go shine anyway, you got to understand something about the light that he's put in you, because it represents your identity. Jesus says, before I do anything else, if you go represent me, you go be for me, you have got to distinguish yourself from everybody else. You can't be light and try to be like darkness. Good God Almighty. Maybe I'm just sounding too elementary for y'all today. You can't be God and then hang with devil. Ought to be something about you that when you hang around devil, devil even either get rid of you or make you get rid of him. If devil feel comfortable with you and you feeling comfortable with devil, one of y'all the same. Jesus says, I must distinguish you. I got to make you different. Can the church say different? And that's a word that you and I are struggling with as a people, as a culture. We have no appreciation for the fact that we're different. We're so busy trying to align ourselves with the world so they'll love us and don't appreciate the fact that God already does. Some fads and fashions that you and I are getting along with, we don't even know the root or the source of it. We just do it because everybody else doing it. And if I can help anybody today, you and I can't do everything that everybody does because we don't know why they're doing it. Help me, Lord. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. That's a lot of responsibility. To know that in a dark world, God has still called you and I to be light. That's a great responsibility, but it's a great privilege that God would save somebody like you, that God would save a wretch like you, that God would lift somebody like you, that God would nurture somebody like you, that God would prosper somebody like you. It ain't that you're better than nobody else. God just chose to lift you higher and let people see that God is still saving souls. He's still renewing people. He's still opening doors. He's still lifting people high. He's still bringing people out of the darkness, still opening up blind eyes, still opening up deaf ears. I wish I had two witnesses in Zion, and I would be number three, that I am a living testimony that God can save anybody. God can bless anybody. God can heal anybody. God can deliver anybody. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. You are the light of the world. No wonder you catching hell. Somebody should have been encouraged right there. You catching hell because you look different than everybody else. You grew up in the same city, grew up in the same family, went to the same school, got the same training, but God keep putting something different in you that distinguishes you from everybody else. No wonder people setting traps for you. No wonder they stabbing you in the back. No wonder they talking about you, because you got a life that they don't have. Because with light comes responsibility. You are the light of the world. He says, just like a city that's set on a hill, Jesus is talking to his disciples on a mountain. And Jesus says, just like you and I are sitting on this hill, that's how the light of the world looks to the world. Because it's going to be a higher way of thinking, a higher way of living, a higher way of giving, a higher way of loving. Light of the world, it always gonna take you higher. And the reason y'all looking lost right now is because y'all been trying to figure out how to figure this out. Trying to figure out how to get them to accept me. I've been trying to get them to get along with me. Trying to get them, and so I've sometimes gone against what I know was right. I've sometimes forfeited what I know is right just so I can be accepted by people. Because I just want to blend in and be like everybody else. My goodness, I got to minister a little bit. God, when God saves you, when God blesses you and puts something in you, the day of you blending in is over. you're going to be talked, you're going to be said, people going to say stuff to you like, you're acting funny now. You think you're all that now. You Jesus Jr. now. You a church, you Mr. Church now. You holy roller now. Those are some of the greatest compliments people can give you. When you are identified with God, wait a minute. Who used to be known for one thing, but now you're known for God? Okay, I thought I'd just tally the house. People can talk about what you used to be, but who are you now? Some people that you grew up with, reared with, have dealt with, and don't deal with no more, they don't want you going higher because it's going to expose what they're not doing. And if you don't go higher, we don't have to. My Lord. They want your answers to the test, but they won't study with you. They won't go to study sessions with you, but they just want to hang with you on test day because they know you got answers. But you can't win with me if you ain't going to walk with me. Who am I talking to here in this church today? That you got to get people out of your life. If they're not willing to walk with you, you can't win with me. You can't hang with me in winning season, and you wouldn't be with walking season. You're like a city set on a hill, and it can't be hidden. Who am I looking at in this room that's been trying to hide your light? Y'all messing up because you showed up in the house. Somebody know you at this church. Now, you finna go back wherever you been, but they gonna know you been with the Lord. Okay, I told y'all I used this before. Then when you go to somebody's house and they frying fish, you ain't got to eat the fish. But when you leave that house, it's gonna be something on you that's gonna let folk know you've been somewhere where a fish been cooking. I don't care how devilish you are today. I don't care how low down you are. It should have been so much praise in this house, should be so much word in this house, should be so much glory in this house, that when you go to the club, when you go back acting stupid, you've been around somebody who loved the Lord. You've been hanging with people who got joy. You've been hanging with people who see higher. You've been hanging with somebody who loves Jesus. Is there anybody in the house who wants to smell different than everybody else? I gotta help y'all. I gotta help us. Because we waste a lot of time trying to be like people we don't need to be like. It's tough, I better not bother that. But it's tough that because we done missed the assignment. And if you don't know who you are, you will misrepresent your assignment and form ungodly attachments. Some people are your assignment, not your attachment. Some people want for you to marry, some people for you to minister to. And you, because you're trying to be liked and be loved, you misplace your assignment and call it an attachment. I got to show you God's heart, but I ain't got to show you my house. That's all right. I'll do it by myself. I'll handle it today. I'll do it by myself if I got to. Because the church has forfeited its value and its morals trying to be like worldly people. Because you don't want nobody talking about you. You don't want a label. You don't want to be stigmatized. You don't want people laughing at you. You don't want people mocking you. But you can laugh at me all you want, I'm still going to pray. You can talk about me all you want, I'm still going to love God. You can talk about everything you want to do, I still love Jesus. Here it is, though. Because we can't be hid, you and I got to deal with the good and the bad. Because sometimes we can't just show the glory. Sometimes we got to show how we got there. Preach, black man. Sometimes you got to show folk not only the promise, you got to let people talk about you while you're going through the process. Because this ain't about to show y'all. I ain't finna try to pretend my life perfect just cause y'all think a preacher gotta be perfect. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not Creflo Dollar. I'm dealing with life. I'm paying the same bills you paying. I got to deal with the same lies you gotta deal with. I got the same issues you got. Ain't no different Bible for a church man than it is for everybody else. We all just trying to see Jesus. Y'all ain't gonna like it. Y'all ain't like it. That means if you can't be hid, stop hiding. Because the more you run and hide, the less glory you can give God with your example. Sometimes God will let you go through to show other people who watching you, don't just watch me fall, watch him rise me up. And don't let people, especially worldly, evil people, put pressure on you to be perfect. Oh. And see, that's what's afflicting the church. That's what's afflicting the church. I'm trying to leave this alone. The Lord want me to do surgery. I don't want to do surgery. I want to do care. I want to do wound care. I don't want to do no surgery today. But the Lord got me this knife. He got me with this knife and scalpel. I want to cut this place up so bad, but I want to just do wound care because y'all ain't asked for no surgery. Y'all don't want no surgery, and you sure enough ain't been prepped for surgery. Because some of y'all sitting on your little holy high horse in here, and it's people who God has elevated. It's people who God has lifted. It's people who God has anointed, and you know the dirt about them. And you can't figure out how God letting people, using people who got so much dirt. And you sitting back huffy because you know too much dirt about them. What they up there singing for? I know what she did. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what they've been? You hear what they've been doing? You hear what they're saying about him? And he got nerve to be up there preaching, got nerve to be up there singing, got to be nerve up there shouting? I know everything about them. And you show up next Sunday, that he go again singing, that he go again deaconing, that he go again ushering, that he go again preaching, and you showing up trying to figure out they don't deserve it. They got too much dirt. I heard something else about them. I saw something else. And you show up again next Sunday, and you see him doing the same thing again, and you ain't figured it out yet. God know every bit of dirt about us, and God love us enough to let us go through the dirt and still use us with our dirty self. Woo! This is a word, this is a shout, this next shout is for somebody who's been letting people's looks, letting people's rumors, letting people's stares, letting people's traps stop them from giving God glory. I'm gonna close my eyes and for the next 15 seconds, give God an uninhibited, don't care what they say, don't care what they think, crazy praise. Hold a minute. This next 15 seconds is for people who know they guilty, but you still covered. Some stuff you did, some stuff you said, and the Lord forgave you, and he's still using you. Can you give him some glory? Hey! They know your business. So since they know your business, let them watch your blessing. Don't have any blessed people in the house? Everybody know your business. Let them see your blessing. That even though I did it, he forgave me. He raised me. He lifted me. He saved me. He cleansed me. I'm still here. Sit down. Sit down if you can. I'm gonna leave you alone. Wait a minute. There is no greater blessing. And y'all, I want you, that's my prayer for many of y'all. Because many of us in this room don't feel like we can be the best God calls to be. Because you see too many partners in crime in the room with you. Let's be real. I don't have time to play with y'all. I'm on my way to glory. I ain't got time to play with y'all. It's been too much. It's been so much dirt done with, to, and by one another in this house. And that's what's trying to snuff out the fire, because y'all think you know too much about each other. Because the thing you got to figure out about your walk with God, that your walk as a Christian is not just solitary. It ain't just you and God. This walk with God is also social. Yeah. And you got to deal with people. And sometimes you got to deal with people who know everything about you. But they don't know the right thing about you. We're not in here perpetrating, pretending that we are so perfect. We ain't pretending like we ain't never done nothing. It's about five or six in this room who know they did it. Why you think they shouting so loud? Because they know what it could have been. They know what they deserve. They know what it should have happened to them. And God saved their life. And my prayer for this church is that we'll no longer be partners in crime and be partners in Christ. The same way, oh boy, the same way y'all used to plot and get a man money, y'all can plot now and get a man into ministry. Can't put the city on the hill and expect it to not be seen. God lights the fire. He says men don't light a candle and put it under a basket. Because if you put it in the basket, it can't be seen. And that's what some of us in this room are trying to do. You trying to have a light that shines and burns, but don't want nobody to see it. And you want to brag that you got a light, but you don't want nobody to see it. The praise done stopped. I ain't tell nobody shut up, did I? I just kept on preaching. Y'all shut up on your own. Don't put it off on me. Y'all shut up. Because just like you hollering here now, Monday, if I ask you if you saved, Tuesday evening, when you go to Walmart, the same hollering, same light, same praise. No. Did y'all know this? That lights don't just shine at church? Lights don't just shine at church. Oh, yeah, that's right. Go on, sit down. That's right. That's right. Lights don't just shine at church. You shine everywhere. And some of y'all trying to prove you got a light around other people with light. And trying to distinguish your light against other light. Light ain't supposed to be comparing light. Light's supposed to kill darkness. What good does it do me? I sing better than you. I got more to offer to you. My light brighter than yours. And darkness walking all around y'all, but y'all arguing each other about your light. You can't put it under a basket. So that means that if you go shine on, you represent, you know, the identity, and then it reflects your intent. In other words, what you are shining for. Because some of us shine but don't know why we shining. You ain't shining just to say you got a light. You ain't saved just so you can wear a t-shirt and have a bumper sticker. Talk, son, talk. You ain't saved just so you can say you saved. He said he got a light. And look, y'all, light provides heat. Y'all don't like me. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. Not only do light shine in darkness, but light warms cold atmospheres. Good God Almighty. Light not only outshines darkness, but it also warms cold atmospheres. When you are a light and the love of God shines and permeates from your heart throughout, people just can't be cold around you. You so friendly that unfriendly people either go get right or they go leave you. See, some of y'all grin a lot, and you're friendly. That's why people try to hurt you, because they want to take. Because, see, we give the impression that the only people smiling all the time is because they ain't never got no problems, as though they ain't got no issues. And bitter people don't like to see people smiling because they feel like because of what they done went through, ain't nothing to smile about. But I need somebody to help me testify who know what it's like to go through stuff, but I ain't smiling because of what I got. I'm smiling because of who got me. My smile don't come from my job. My smile don't come from no money. My smile don't come from that stuff. My smile come from Jesus. So I can be friendly to you whether you're unfriendly to me. Just cause you got to be bitter don't mean I got to be bitter. Good God Almighty, Lord bless this house, please, sir. And some of y'all sitting looking for what y'all is grinning for. Ain't nobody that happy all the time. Anybody grinning like that must be up to something. Ain't nobody that happy all the time. They think people who grin all the time up to something. Cause they know what they would be if they were grinning. And they will hurt folk who give off the light of God. Now, they can't do nothing about the light, so they try to mess up the switch. Y'all help me preach if you can. See, if we leave these lights on nonstop, these lights go shine. But if somebody hit that switch back there, the light turned off. The light is still available, but it's not accessible until we flip the switch. And life happens to you, people do stuff to you, so you'll cut your own light off. My heart broken, they keep talking about me. I'm turning this light off, I ain't going, I'm just not. I don't want to be around none of them. I'm sick of them. Because I need true country folk to understand some one difficult thing about light. It draws bugs. Have I lied to y'all yet? Light go draw bugs. Y'all would love to sit outside, but them bugs keep biting you. They wouldn't know you were there unless there was a light shining around you. So mosquitoes and bugs ain't drawn to you. It's that light. If you didn't have no light nowhere around you, wouldn't no bugs show up? But the Holy Ghost is available to spray you with some off. And the off don't stop them from coming around. It just stop them from biting. I'm about to shout out my shoes up in here. Stop asking God to remove certain people. Bugs are drawn to light. God never promised you a clean light existence. If you're gonna have a light, you're gonna have a light, you gotta deal with a lot of stuff to clean. Cause dirt keep coming your way. That's why out of nowhere he called you back. Yeah, it's done got quiet again in here. That's why he called you back and then sent you some anonymous flowers with his name on them. That ain't anonymous. His name on them. Hit you out of nowhere with an inbox or a DM. Cause he done seen you post something and you look different than it was when you was with him. You got new hair, but it ain't the hair. It's a light that's done changed your disposition and your countenance. Now he see it. And that bug is attracted to you. I was thinking the other day about this song we used to, you know, remember the song we used to listen to together? And he sent it to you. Always and forever. Each moment with you. He think that still move you. But now I don't think move you. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. You ain't worried about that no more. But the bug got to make the attempt. And just cause the bug come at you don't mean you got to let him bite you. If you see that big old mosquito, y'all, I ain't got nothing deep to tell y'all. Get off it. Get off here. Because some bugs don't want to bite you. They just want to bug you. They just want to distract you from what you got going on. I'm through. It represents your identity. It reflects your intent. Our intent, y'all, is to shine. Jesus says, I can't leave you under the basket because what good would it do? So I'm going to put you on a candlestick. I'm putting you where you belong. Light don't belong hidden. It belongs on top of a candlestick, and it lights not the house. Jesus don't say it lights the house. It lights up those who are in. We ain't had good church, y'all, just because we lit the house. Good church is when people get inspired and are empowered to live a life that God has called them to live. That's when we really have a light that's just impacting people and showing forth the love of Christ. Now look, Jesus don't say what kind of house. Because this means sometimes you got to go to work and shine. You got to go to school and shine. You got to go to Walmart and shine. Them people don't want to give you your change right. You can't cuss them out. If you don't give me my bleeping change. Or I'll teach real quick. If they give you too much change, that ain't God giving you favor. You done stole them people's money. Get them people their money back. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the blessing. There ain't no blessing. That's theft. Because, see, I know us. I know us. Look how the Lord blessed. You stole them people's money. When you run out of people, when you run out of a store with extra money, you stole their money. And you got too much light to do dark stuff like that. Steal it. You stole it. And Brother Henson's gonna be watching y'all. You can't be stealing them people's money. That ain't no blessing. Uh-oh, I got in trouble. Now, if y'all got that money in here now, give it to the church still. Give it to the church. But next time, do what's right. Pay your tithes and give your offering. But next time, I'm going to cover you this time. I got your back this time. Next time, don't y'all take them people's money. I'm going to go and do it this time because I'm a nice guy. Bring it on, and we'll pray over it. We're going to pray over it and we're preaching. We're going to pray over it. Next time. Yeah. All right. You've got to be on a candlestick so you can shine, and it lights up everyone in the house. Even those who don't want the light, they need to see a light. Everybody that you come across and it comes across your path needs to know. They need to know something about Jesus, if nothing but seeing your life. That don't mean you got to preach to everybody. That don't mean you got to sing and throw all on nobody. That means simply live it. Because people are moved when our walk matches our worship. There was a study done of some Muslims, about 7,000 Muslims some years ago, and they converted to Christianity. And they want to know how these Muslims, what made them convert? And a startling amount, 90% of them said it was not the way church went, it was not the way the drum sounded, it wasn't even the preaching. It was the simple fact that what these people did in the building, they did the same thing outside. Amen. Same thing. That at least they had enough integrity to let their walk match their worship. They love God in here, and they love God out there. They love each other in here, they love each other out there. I know that's going to be a pretty point, but I still had to give it to you. Amen. And lastly, I leave you with this. Jesus says to him in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." If you're going to shine on, you're going to have to understand that it represents your identity. It distinguishes you from everybody else. That as a light, you belong to God. You are a true Christian, true believer in God. Secondly, you got to understand that your intent, it reflects our intention. Our intention is not to be important. Our intention is not just to say we saved just to be saved, but it's to help someone else see the light. Our intent is to get other people drawn to Jesus. If you're anything, you live in any other reason than to draw people to Jesus, you got a very empty life. And then lastly, brothers and sisters, we do this because it's going to result in an impact. Because when we do this, you ought to live so.